Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you on your Sunday. I tell you what a week we've had and weekend. Man, we've had all kinds of snow. It's been absolutely crazy, and at the same time, now we're in the absolute deep freeze. So make sure if you're traveling out there, you take extra time, and also to just make sure you have measures in case you would get pulled over and get stuck in a snowdrift or on a sideway somewhere, just so you could survive for a short amount of time before you received help. Also, too, we want to give a big shout out for those that are moving all the snow, the DOT, the snow movers that are in our cities and taking care of us, and also, too, the private individuals that go out and move all the snow. We want to give them a big shout out and a big thank you for your service and just keeping us safe as you travel down the roads too today as well. Again, before we get started this morning, just a couple things to make sure you're up and knowing. We got Vital Men that has started back on three different locations. You can go to our Vital Ministries website, check that out, and see where those are at. Majority of them meet on Tuesday night right here in Oskaloosa. We meet here at the Vital Ministries building at 6:30 every Tuesday night from 6:38. So you don't want to miss that out. And just a big shout to the guys this coming Tuesday night. We have Chef Versteeg will be doing the meal for us, and it'll be a great night. We're going to have some, my understanding, beef is back on the menu. We're having beef stew and biscuits, so you're not going to want to miss out that this coming Tuesday night as well. Also, too, we send out devotionals 6 days a week with Vital Men. We have five different writers that send out for the men. You don't want to miss that. You can go to vitalministries.org and actually get that sent directly to your phone. And then also, too, my wife, she writes for Vital Life for both men and women. Just a great time of inspiration and devotion as well. So you might want to check those things out. So just some good things to be watching out for. But before we step into our next teaching series, which we'll start this following week, I want to look at seven declarations of truth for believers to stand on. What we're going to be talking about today is get on the offense. Today is Super Bowl Sunday, the Buccaneers versus the Kansas City Chiefs, Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes, the teams with the best offense, in my mind, will win the game. Can Tom Brady and all his seasoned knowledge outperform the youth and the keenness of Patrick Mahomes? Offense will without a doubt dictate the outcome of the game. Yes, defense is very much important, but see, offense is essential. And it's also essential in our Christian faith as well today. In our culture and in our nation especially, it seems like to be on the offense, it will take that for good to triumphant over evil. Everything that the enemy is throwing at us as Christians in 2021 is to silence our voices and especially put us in the apathetic, defensive position. Just go with the flow. Don't speak out for what isn't right or what's going on in the side of our nation itself, our state, and within our communities. I currently sit on a planning and zoning committee in our city. This past week, we passed the demolition and the rebuild for the local McDonald's. This will be a good thing for our city and especially for McDonald's. Excited for that choice. We also voted on people asking for buying alleyways. Obviously, the city wants those things to be bought out because it brings income, revenue back into the city. Generally speaking, that's not all bad, and most generally, those are good things to happen. But we voted for this one particular property, this one place of an alleyway, but the only problem is there was a main sewer that was running through that section, through that alleyway. I listened to the application, and there in my spirit, I would say something struck a chord with me. It just didn't seem right. We went to vote. I was the only one who voted no. It seemed like that we were simply, at the time, like we were going through the motions, and the vote was directed in doing so. Sometimes you, in my mind, you have to go to the offense, and you sometimes in the offense, you stand alone in opinions, and also, too, decisions that you make. Obviously, this one with on sitting on his planning and zoning was that decision for me. But sometimes as Christians, we'll have opportunities when we'll have to go on the offense and stand against the flow. Today, we're going to talk about seven declarations of truth that I believe that we can stand on as Christians, and we need biblical declarations to stand against the current in which I believe our nation is heading down. In my opinion, and I think many of you feel the same, but again, this is my outlook, the wrong direction. It's essential for us to put declarations of God for us and stay focused on His kingdom and how His will be done. So let's get started this morning as we look at these seven declarations, as we look at our sermon topic, Get on the Offense. And I want to just give make sure that if you're traveling today down 163 on the different highways as you're going, I want to thank you for turning in to KBOE 104.9 FM and listening to us today. Many of you are on your way to church. Travel safe, be on time, and thank you for starting with us this morning. And also, too, many of you have expressed to me, Mike, I listen to you every Sunday, and I really appreciate the teaching. And again, thank you as well. But today, our declaration number one is this: God's Word can be trusted. Mark 13:31 says this: Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. See, God's word can always be trusted. We can always trust the word of God itself. Proverbs 10:25 says this: When the storms of life come, the wicked are whirled away, but the godly have a lasting foundation. How do you have a lasting foundation? Get back to declaration number one. God's word can be trusted. See, what's important for me as I look at this, and I think it's essential for this time, because it's easy for us to get distracted. Easy for us, I think, a time where I think people are struggling with discouragement, depression. It's just the time of year. You can't get outside. We can't move around. We don't see the sun much. As a matter of fact, this past week, I think we were without sun for 4 days before we finally saw the sun after the storm that came through on Thursday afternoon. But I think it's important for us today, as we look at what God can do and getting in His Word, it's going to be essential for us on a daily venue, a time where you get into devotion, where you get into reading God's Word before you begin your day. And many will say, well, Mike, I don't have time. We make time for what's important for us, in my mind, what's in our lives. And I think it's going to be essential for us. If we're going to make this declaration for God's word to be trusted, we have to trust His word and get in it and have it be a part of our lives. So I'm going to encourage, it's essential. Hear me on this. It's essential to start your reading of God's word every day. And that will keep you focused. That will keep you encouraged. And that will also to help you to be listening to God's word, which brings me to our next point, our next declaration, declaration number two, is His sheep know His voice. In John 10:27, it says this: My sheep listen to My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. See, folks, sheep know the shepherd. When I was in Israel a few years ago, I noticed this as I saw these young Israeli boys that were outside tending sheep. And it was really, really interesting. We were along the Jordan River, and we, for the most part, that's the only place that we really saw that kind of, what I'd say, the older tradition that Israel still had. And these young boys would be outside by themselves with these sheep. And these sheep would be going along, and these sheep would actually, they'd be following with him. They'd be going along. And the reason why, my understanding, as I talked to the people of Israel, is that had actually sheep, it says the sheep really understand your voice. They can hear it. Obviously, they don't. They know the tone. They know the way you speak. They know the direction that you want to go. And I think that's the same thing. Because if we're really going to have a relationship with the Lord, we have to learn to be a friend. I like this. It says this in Exodus 33:11, and this talks about Moses. It said that the Lord spoke with Moses face to face, just as a man speaks with his friend. If you truly want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ and to know His voice, you have to learn and position yourself in friendship. Now, many times I tell our men on Vital Men, those of you who know Him hear His voice. And they say, Mike, I can't say where He's spoken. You know, if you listen, I've actually heard in my name in the middle of the night on different occasions. When the Lord wants to get my attention, He calls me by my surname, which is not Mike. It's Michael. That's generally speaking, it's very clear, very direct when He speaks to me, and it's to get my attention. And He brings thoughts and things to me in my mind about how He wants to speak to me. I know His voice. And I'm going to encourage you about that. If you say, Mike, I have never heard God's voice, I want you to press into that. Again, John 10:27. This is a good verse. You should underline this one. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Declaration number three is this: a force to be reckoned with. Ecclesiastes 4:12 says this: a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Why is this declaration so important? It's because I think of this. COVID has really, in my mind, has really separated us. Obviously, no matter wherever you stand, whether you believe it, whether you not believe it, it has. And our states have made mandates now that you have to wear masks going into public arenas, public places, and it's for our protection. But at the same time, I believe with all that's within me, there has been a spirit attached to this COVID disease, this COVID sickness that has hit our nation. And with that being said, it creates isolation. It creates with us where we're not generally with people, and it's essential for us. And I find this so interesting, especially in the younger generations, the millennial generation. They're so caught up in the midst of phones and keeping in tune with what's going around them that they technically don't know. In the speaking one-on-one. And that's one thing I really love at times. I go generally speaking a lot of times in our local community at Julie's Cafe right here in Oskaloosa. And I love doing that because a lot of times we sit around a table and we're joined and we're talking and having conversation with each other one-on-one. And nobody's on their cell phone listening or trying to talk to somebody else or do something that's going on. We're having a relationship with one another. See, folks, if we truly want to be a force to be reckoned with, we got to be in community with other believers. For some, and I think this is essential, and it's to a point that umbrella of mercy, just due to the fact of COVID, it's important for us to be in tune or in step with another church. Now, bear in mind, that said, there's a lot of ways that how that looks. It doesn't necessarily mean going to a big building. I'm not saying that is not that that's not correct or that's not right. That's not what I'm saying. But sometimes there's people that say they have small churches right in their home. They have a small church right at house churches. Those are good things. Sometimes people are plugged into different communities within a group of people. Christians, a men's group, a women's group, a community Bible study. Those are all good things. It's important for us and essential to do those sort of things and get around other believers that help lift us up. And also, too, we have opportunities to share the load that sometimes a lot of us are truly carrying. So if we really want to have to be a force to be reckoned with, folks, we need to be in community with other Christian believers. My next declaration number four is this: the knowledge of his glory will be comprehensive and known across the earth. Habakkuk 2:14 says this: for the waters fill the sea, and the earth will be filled with the answers of his glory. See, folks, in the midst of everything that's going on, as we look at how God is being comprehensive, God is moving mightily. A lot of times people will say, man, I don't see anything. It seems like we are deteriorating away from the very things that we believe in as Christian believers of where our nation is headed. But I believe without a shadow of a doubt, God is moving mightily in the process of what is going on. God is truly rooting out evil within not only our nations, but other nations. You get onto what I look faith-based news or truth in news, and you will see that happening, not only in our nation, but also other nations, that these things that have been going on, this evil, this demonic presence, not only in the political venue, and we're going to talk about that in one of the declarations, but also, too, in the financial venue. We just saw this big one just with, past week with going on the stock market and the things that were going on there and the disruption because millionaires were really controlling the stock market. And I loved how these millennials joined together and they put a push on this thing on the stock market. And it was amazing what happened. They banded together and it was literally rooting out what I say, evil that goes on because forces try to control us. And I think that's how things are going to have to get changed. And it's also, too, I believe this, that we are seeing exposed untruth and falseness being brought. And how does that happen? It's done because the knowledge of God will be comprehensive and known across the earth. See, this. We'll be able to see, folks, how we've literally been controlled. And we're seeing that more and more, aren't we? How we're being controlled. If you don't go with the status quo, you will get eliminated. We're actually seeing that now, actually, in the House of Representatives in Washington. Also, too, within the Senate. We're seeing this, that going, people that are willing to, that are wanting to stand out up for truth and root out evil are actually being come against. And I think it's going to be essential for us as believers to be standing up for these people because they are standing for truth and to find out what truth is. Which brings me to our next declaration because these go hand in hand. Declaration number 5, God's government. It says this in Isaiah 9:7. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. You might be saying, Mike, what are you talking about the government? Now, here's an important thing. God actually set up government. You can go in the Bible and you'll see throughout the Bible how government is supposed to be lined up into what God. I love this part where Moses, he's leading the people out of Exodus, Egypt. And the things that were going on, and he was struggling. He was trying to control everything. He was actually being worn out because he was the primary voice of the government for the Israeli people, the Israel nation as they were moving out. His father-in-law, Jethro, meets with him. He says, Moses, you need to get judges and other people in place that will command and make decisions that under, so you're not having to make all those decisions and all those rules of what God, and they'll help you see the statutes and the decrees that God has called out for the Israel people. And Moses listened. This was good government. See, the negative isn't government itself, it's politics. Politics is man's government. And there's a definite differentiation between the two of them. We got to understand that. See, God's leaders who follow God, we can see that. We see their principles in their leadership. They don't go against what the Bible says. And we're seeing this now in fruition. The difference of what has been and what is now is the difference of following what God says. And we can go, and I could go in full detail and start going on about the different things, the amendments that have been made, and also to the executive orders. But that's not the important part. The important part for you folks is to be listening and being informed of what the Bible says. So when you see these orders, these executive orders, these mandates that are being placed upon us, you'll see whether or not they are part of God's decrees and statutes. If they're not, see, this is what I see. It seems like those that are being raised up for doing evil are being raised up, and the ones that are doing good are being pushed down. That is not godly leadership. Godly leadership raises up good godly leaders, and those that are being bad leaders are being pushed down and done. And to be honest with you, should be getting replaced because they're not following God's statutes and decrees. And we see that in the very beginning of our nation. And we'll also see that one thing I really appreciate as we look out. A lot of people will say, well, how come, like, for instance, looking at Israel, how come things are going, like, for instance, my understanding, so many things are being happening, they're being a little bit better of how they're handling the COVID-19, and also, too, of getting out the shots and the different things, because I think they're following godly rules. Now, they're not following Jesus Christ, but they're following God the Father, and that's important. They're still following godly statutes and decrees and godly government. And it's essential for us today to be paying attention to that, which brings me to declaration number 6. For the sake of his name, he will bring vengeance onto his enemies. Romans 12:19 says this, dear friends, never take revenge. Did you hear that? Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave the righteous anger to God. For the scripture says, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Now, here's an important thing. Everything for us as believers at times really seems that the period of time that we're going through seems unjust, doesn't it? It doesn't seem like things are fair. We're not seeing what's going on as in biblical ways. It seems like we have lost everything we've gained. But see, in my mind, I see this. The enemies are truly mocking God. You can't put your hand on a Bible and swear an oath in front of a nation and actually go against the decrees and the very things, the biblical standards that the Bible says. You cannot do that. But here's the key. God will take his vengeance. God is the one that's in control, and we got to trust him in the process that his judgment will take place in that individual or those individuals who are trying to make those decisions against God's will. We got to trust it. We know for a fact that this is true because we see it throughout Scripture. I want you to think for a minute about Egypt at one time. When Egypt was in its influence, they were a major nation. And they were going at the time when the Israel was being torn down, the nations, and they were now going into exile. And God came against Egypt. And God tore Egypt down. They would no longer be able to be, because a lot of times Israel would try to go back to Egypt and look at for them for help. God destroyed that nation and said that nation will never again be a major nation. They will continue from here on out be a minor nation. And when God decreed that, when God made that principle happen, the nation of Egypt since has never been a powerful influence amongst the nations, and they will never be again because God decreed it. And we got to trust in God and his decisions and the things that he makes for us today to realize that for the sake of his name, he will bring vengeance to his enemies. We got to trust him in that. He's not calling it. So for us to go out and do derogatory things, do vandalism, do things that hurt other people is not part of God's will. That is not what we're called to do. Are we called to stand? Absolutely. But we stand in a way that gives credibility back to God himself because we are Christians and the world is watching. I'm going to encourage all of us in that to be paying attention to this, which brings me to my final declaration, declaration number 7. Our faith will overcome the world. 1 John 5:4 says this, "For every child of God defeats the evil world, and we achieve this victory through faith." Our faith is being tested. Isn't it, folks? Our faith is actually being tested. Because we got to realize we will always have victory in the midst of our faith. And I look at that as a testing time. It seems like since what's happened at the beginning in January 6th, that everything seems that we've stepped into darkness and things are furthering unraveling. And it looks like at times that I see in people lost hope, and even within Christians themselves. What happened? Now, I believe more than ever, with our faith being tested, and through the testing of our faith, those that overcome will follow and be more in tune to listening to what the Holy Spirit is speaking into their lives and how Jesus is working in them. Okay? Now, for us to be preparing for the oncoming revival that's coming our way is going to come through testing. It's going to come through times of what I would say discouragement. But if we prevail and we keep pushing in, we keep asking God for help, I believe with all this within me, we are going to see the greatest awakening, the greatest revival to come that man has ever seen. But we got to hold on to our faith. We got to keep trusting God. We got to still keep going to the other things, again, to the decrees that I've suggested earlier this morning, paying attention to them, that we follow through. Again, decree number 1, staying in God's word. It's going to be essential in your life. Decree number 2, hearing the sheep hear his voice. That means that you're listening, that you have a prayer time, however that might look, that you get in before the Lord himself. Declaration number 3, a force to be reckoned with. If we want to be a force to be reckoned with, folks, we got to be holding up to what God has called us to be as believers. Not going the way of the world and acting the way of the world, but being different. When we act different and live different, we will be a force to be reckoned with. Number 4, the knowledge of his glory will be be comprehensive and known across the earth. Our job, folks, is to make Jesus famous. And in that process, he will show through his knowledge, his glory, that it is without comprehension, and it will be known throughout and through all over all the world. Which brings us to the fifth declaration, God's government. God's got this. We stand by God's government. He will lead us in the right direction. And number six, for the sake of his name, he will bring vengeance to his enemies. We got to trust that. God's going to take care of us, and it's not our responsibility to take that vengeance. God will take care of it. And lastly, our faith will overcome the world. In the midst of the test, folks, I encourage you to stay the faith, stay the course, and trust the Holy Spirit. Be praying. Be praying for the leaders. Be praying for what God's got coming up next. I believe with all that's in me, it's not over. It's not finished. And I want to encourage you to be in faith and stay knowing who Jesus is. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, again, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity that we get to bring to you our faith and also to our prayers and our time together. Lord, I pray right now that maybe somebody right now that's us or within my listening voices is struggling maybe within their own anxiety, stress, depression, so many things that are going on. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come upon them, that they will have a sense of you even more today, that you're with them and that you're going to take care of them. And we're going to praise you in the midst of that. And we love you, Jesus, in your precious name. Amen. Folks, I'm excited about this day. I tell you what, I too will be watching the Super Bowl and having fun doing that and watching the game. It's going to be a time to just simply get my mind off of other things and enjoy the great game of football. And I got to be honest with you, go Chiefs. For those out there listening, we can still stand for that. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.